Kids. Well, the reason the end of BCR is getting put up so late once again is once again because of me. I had a rant, but decided due to Fitzmas, I just had to weigh in last minute as Tommy was editing the rest of the show. So, wow. Happy Fitzmas, everybody. I, for one, am delighted. Yes, I know it was only Libby, but Fitz has extended his investigation, and I firmly believe he's only getting started. On my way home today, it was like local AM radio had suddenly had its muzzle taken off. They were explaining in fine detail things I've only read on the web or heard on Air America Radio, which I listen to nonstop every day at work. This is normal AM local radio that I'm talking about, and I was just trying to get a traffic report. They were going really deep into why outing Plame was so bad. How by outing her, they outed the entire brass plate company, Brewster Jennings, that Valerie Plame was supposedly working for, as well as everyone associated with it. How years had been spent setting up such an operation and establishing relationships with those who would buy, sell, trade weapons of mass destruction, or be able to give information on them, all shot to hell because of this leak. How it didn't matter whether she was a high-level operative or in the mailroom, outing her outed everyone and most likely cost people their lives. And the reason all this occurred? Well, the Bush administration needed to sell their illegal war. Only they sold it on lies to the entire world certainly has cost thousands of lives. American, Iraqi, and countless other nationalities, an untold heartbreak for their loved ones. It's created a new generation of terrorists and global terrorism, but at least now, the lame-ass mainstream media is actually talking about it. As for the scooter not getting indicted for the original crime of outing a covert CIA agent, first of all, Fitz is only getting started. I also think he put it best in his baseball analogy. First of all, the Espionage Act states specifically that the crime must show intent to harm the United States. While that undeniably happened, intent, at this point, would be almost impossible to prove. It would be easy to prove that they all wanted to harm Joe Wilson for speaking out publicly against the lying Bush cabal, which by itself is not specifically against the law. Fitz's analogy basically stated that if a pitcher threw a wild pitch and hit the batter in the head, it would be hard to prove that the pitcher's intent was to intentionally hurt the batter. It could have been a wild pitch, or he could have let go of the ball early. He could have stumbled, or stepped off the mound late, or tried to hit the guy's arm and hit his head instead. Or, he might have been really pissed off at the batter who recently got two runs off him earlier in the game and wanted to hit him in the head as hard as humanly possible. But proving that would be damn near impossible. However, I think when all is said and done, having anyone that high up in the government, whether it was Bush and Cheney or their assistants, not understand that outing a CIA operative would do irrevocable harm to the United States would be even harder to prove. And if they were that stupid, then they should be impeached, fired, whatever, for sheer ineptitude. The good news is, Fitz said, this is not over. He may yet, during the course of further investigation of Rove and the trial of Libby, prove they knew it would cause harm. In which case, it's treason. And we have yet to find out who the enigmatic Mr. A at the Vice President's office is. Asshole himself, perhaps? If Bush dares pardon anyone involved with this, or Libby cops a plea and doesn't see any trial time, they will be so fucking screwed at this point, since everyone knows just how bad and to what extent Libby lied. He lied to the point that Fitz could not bring charges because he could not get to the truth. Everyone now knows that it was Cheney who outed Plame to Libby in the first place, which means Bush either had to know, was intentionally kept out of the loop, or was too stupid to realize what it meant. If Libby doesn't face a trial or is pardoned, with Bush's numbers at an all-time low like they are, that would be political suicide for the entire Republican Party. I think the more the Kool-Aid drinking pundits try to spin this, and they've already begun, the worse they're going to look. I also think that someone way high up the food chain like Rupert Murdoch has finally released the dogs and we're going to see some real news. I hope so anyway. The other great story that may eventually see the light of day, the GAO released a report that the 2004 election was stolen mainly due to the hacked e-voting machines. You think? There may be hope for the human race yet. So, vote absentee, and everybody, happy Fitzmas! That's all for this week. I'm Tally, and this has been La Perspective Femme. Oh, die for you.
With all the battles we fight, we don't often get to wage them on behalf of people we genuinely care about.
And you to be able to walk into court dressed as the mascot for the New England Patriots.
Super Bowl champion Patriots. Sal and I was good in there. I can't be sure, but in the middle, I think I actually felt smoke coming out of my ass.
I have no doubt.
Boys.
Any word?
Jury's still out, which is a miracle. Denny, your closing was nothing short of unbelievable.
Thank you.
We might actually have a chance of winning this, although, well, you heard me say miracle. I just wanted to say that you intermittently made sense in there, and...
You'll have sex with me. Come on. At least pet the musket.
I have a dinner. But because you've been so good, Denny Gray.
Quickie.
Nothing for my musket.
Another time.
Alan, you were right. I still am Denny Gray, and I've still got it. And I've decided for my New Year's resolution, I'm going to remember that. What's your resolution?
It's October. And that's a watch.
October's not too late to make a resolution. You don't have any.
Mine would be to appreciate my friends every single day. And catch more fish. Speaking of which, the rumor appears to be true. They're catching them up on common.
Then what the hell are we doing on this balcony?
Indeed.
Cheers, Daddy. Cheers, my friend.
Hey, Bart, how's it going? They're going to show something on Countdown about something you've posted on your website quite a few times, you know, showing the relationship between, you know, the changes in the terror alert level and political trouble for the monkey, the dick, and, you know, the rest of the gang. So I guess it might be interesting to watch. He's probably the only TV show host with guts besides Jon Stewart to air such a story. So I'm really looking forward to it. Take it easy, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I believe you're talking about Keith Olbermann over on MSGOP, and we were lucky enough to find that, and we put a link to it in issue 1644.
Hey, Bart, this is Alan, longtime reader, first-time caller of the old Bart phone. Just wanted to tell you, man, them podcasts are getting pretty huge. Maybe you could think of putting, say, a month-old episode out there, you know, so subscribers would be a month ahead of, you know, people who get to hear it on the podcast, which would encourage people to subscribe if they really like it. I think it might be a good way to get your name out there, you know, if you can get on that top podcast list, you'd be all over the Apple homepage. I don't see why you wouldn't get there. Shows are great. All right, keep up what you're doing.
Alan, thanks for that, but I don't know anything about podcasting. it would be nice if we could put up the good versions of the shows. You know, what you hear on the net is the 24 megahertz version of the shows. But when you get one in the mail, or in this case, podcasting, we might be able to use the 128 megahertz encrypted, whatever it's called. So it sounds five times better. But, dude, if you would, look into that for me and send me an email. Tell me what I need to do or what it costs or how it works. I'm just not up on that.
They got the little network there, starts with the pyramid. Someone at the top gives the order, and they spread the order around. Nobody is to attack America. And it makes you wonder why. So today I'm thinking, why were no soldiers beheaded? If you're Al-Qaeda crazy beheader type of guy like Zakari, you know, why would you want to behead the guy that's there to fix the phones, or some guy that's there to help Baghdad get fresh water, or, you know, some truck driver that doesn't know what he's doing? If you're an Al-Qaeda crazy like Zakari, you want to behead the soldiers. You want to behead the infidel, pig-footed soldiers who dared to touch your land with his guns and his bombs. Those are the people that they ought to be beheading. I'm not saying they should, but if you're a crazy Al-Zakari crazy man, you want to behead the soldiers, not some contractor. It makes no sense. It's almost as if the order came down. You cannot behead any soldiers. Now, who gave that order and why? You know, it could be because if they end up getting caught, the idea that they gave the order to behead a soldier, they would probably execute the American, whoever he was, who gave the order to behead a soldier, some 18-year-old kid doing his job in Iraq. So they're going to do everything but that, because if it all gets down to it and the shit hits the fan and it turns out they got caught setting up this war without a good reason, they can say, hey, China was getting ready to make this deal with the Syrians and they were going to nuke Israel. We had to do something. We couldn't tell you the truth because we didn't think we'd get the people behind it. But apparently the order came down from the big guys at the top. I don't know if that's Osama or Al-Zakari or George Bush or Rumsfeld, Cheney, whoever's running the deal at the top. Someone gave that order. Do not behead any soldiers. Do not do that. And so they haven't. And what, there's one thing Al-Qaeda knows how to do. It's follow orders. So who gave the order not to attack America, and who gave the order do not behead any soldiers? It just makes you, and of course I could be wrong, but what else explains it? Why would Zakari be so eager to murder some telephone repairman? That makes no sense. Not that they have to make sense. They're Al-Qaeda crazy beheaders, but if you're goal is to hurt America and cause pain and show the others, why wouldn't you want to be holding the sawed-off head of a soldier in your hand? Why, some contractor makes no sense. Someone gave that order. I wonder who.
In Atlanta, man. Just give me a call about your show 83. It was real funny, man. I just wanted to hit you up and let you know that. Also, I was real glad to see you get back with the Rush beat down and the Bush beat down, because I hadn't heard those in a while. Just wanted to let you know again, man. I thought you did a great job. Laughed about the whole show, man. Talk to you later. Bye.
Mike in Atlanta, thanks for that. And hey, I got to tell you, those beatdowns are the easiest to do, and they're the most fun to do. But I just don't know how effective it is. You know, we could put one in each show. That last one I did with Bush in his press conference, that was maybe a third of his press conference. Everything the son of a bitch says is a lie. So if he says 250 statements, I may have 250 paragraphs, one for each that'll prove he's a liar, and that would turn into a, you know, like I say, a 6 or 8 hour show. Here we are in show 84. I got no idea what works and what don't work. People don't write and say, I love this part, don't care so much. I don't even get mail saying, would you ease up on the Catholics anymore? I don't get many complaints, and when I get a compliment, it's generally, I like that show. So, yeah, I really appreciate someone giving me a specific something that they like, so I may do some more of those.
Again, I'm in my car. I had an idea. If the Democrats had any brains or courage, and then should I even bother to finish this sentence, they would send a letter or a message to Bush right now saying, don't you dare pardon any of your cronies before the trial. If they get caught, if they go through a trial and they're found guilty, then you can pardon them if you want. But don't you dare. If you pardon anybody up front before the trial, you will be impeached, and they should shut down the government if the Republicans refuse to allow impeachment to go forward. If they get out in front of this thing, like I say, it's just like poker. If they put the first bet in the pot, if they say, don't you do that. But knowing the Democrats are going to wait until after Bush pardons everyone, they're going to say, what are you doing? Hey, what's going on? What are we doing? We don't understand. Well, you shouldn't do that. But if they would act like men for once in their damn lives, instead of saying, don't you do it, don't you dare think about pardoning these criminals before the trial, then they'd have the advantage. But no, they're too scared. They're too stupid. This is Bart, and I'm disgusted.
What is that? That sounds like somebody's wailing and like a... Sounds like a wildebeest in pain. What song? Okay, what? What song? That's Baker's... I don't hear this song enough to remember it. It sounded like a wailing, moaning, in pain wildebeest to me. Just to give you an example of how I hear music that I'm not familiar with. That sounded like, whoa! Distracting. Well, I don't care what you do with it. Play it on somebody else's show.
According to Life and Style magazine, Katie Holmes may pose nude while she is pregnant. Tom Cruise is said to be curious to see what Katie looks like naked.
I'm so happy. It's a dream come true. I feel great. I'm beaming. I'm so excited.
You know, I couldn't even fake being that happy. Katie, listen, let me start by telling you everything I'm about to say. I'm going to say because you're a beautiful, talented young woman. We all love you very much. Anyway, me and everyone else on the planet, we're kind of thinking you need to put down your copies of Modern Bride and Healthy Pregnancy and pick up the latest issue of Why Am I Throwing My Life Away Weekly? Now, listen, I know that you've said when you were a teenager you had posters of Tom Cruise on your wall and that you dreamed that one day you might marry him. Look, I totally get it. Lots of people had Tom posters on their wall. Guilty. It's hard to resist someone so attractive, so rich, so heterosexual, comes along, so strong, you know? Trust me, I almost gave in. I mean, after Dawson's Creek, the road was paved for you to become a major star, but then you had to accept Tom's marriage proposal atop the Eiffel Tower. I know you tried to blow off the world's reaction as cynical and cold-hearted, but it should tip you off that something's wrong when even the citizens of Paris the people that reek the most think something smells fishy. Now, if you think marrying a Scientologist is going to probably help your career, think again, because for every Nicole Kidman, there's a Kelly Preston. All right? So here you are, 6 months later, knocked up and pulling out of promising movies to focus on your pregnancy. Now, before you do anything rash, let's look at your future, Kate. There are two roads you can take. First one is the one you're already on. You allow Tom to force you to leave acting. You raise his kid. You spend the rest of your life trading in your Jimmy Choo heels for flip-flops and ballet slippers. Right? By the way, that's a short joke about Tom coming from me. Anyway. Or we can take the path that you're going to do. In January, you will be attending the Golden Globe Awards. Here's the blueprints of the Beverly Hilton where they'll be taking place. Now, once you and Tom are seated, you say, "Oh my God, who would bring a parakeet to an award show?" Tom looks. You bolt away down this hallway, all right? And don't worry, there is no parakeet, all right? It's just a ploy, all right? It'll turn his head around. I've done it 10 times. Sometimes even I look. Everyone wants to see a parakeet, all right? Now, follow this hallway down here through the kitchen, fire escape down there into the loading dock. I'll be waiting with my PT Cruiser, all right? I'm going to toss you a Luna bar and we're off to freedom. We can pick up Pacey along the way. You'll smoke some weed, make some popcorn movies, and even get laid now and then. Trust me, it's not a bad life. And it's waiting for you whenever you're ready.
A stunning turn for a White House already in turmoil.
A stunning political development.
Stunning is the term that Dana just used.
I'm certainly stunned.
This is a stunning end.
Stunning. I will agree with the word stunning.
This is actually really stunning.
Are you stunned?
Apparently, over at CNN, the news, somewhat unexpected.
Find out as we wrap up tonight's show with a good old-fashioned Hollywood ending. Rock star Pink and motocross star Carrie Hart got married. Details are sketchy, and so is the couple. Hey. Boy George busted for coke. Maybe you should switch to Diet Coke. Keira Knightley and Domino. Next year, Pizza Hut. Ashley Simpson has a new CD out. $15 to buy it, or $40 to watch her lip sync it at her concert. Jessica Alba, Into the Blue. I didn't see it, but you knows I'm going to rinse it. That's a Hollywood ending, folks.
We talked before about the 24-hour news networks. One area where CNN did trounce Fox, Vivid Imagery.
The moral of that story is you need an otherwise bulletproof candidate.
It was almost a snowball effect.
That's a bit of a red herring.
The White House has had a tin ear.
That essentially would be the dam coming down.
The president's almost painted politically into a corner.
But this is kind of like an opera singer who, when they're stabbed, they sing.
CNN, the most trusted name in what the news is kind of like. Over on Fox, there were fewer metaphors, but each one meant more.
That's one of the things the White House has been saying, that Republicans were sort of eating their young over this.
I'm sorry, I'm now being told that was not a metaphor. CNN's Miles O'Brien won the award for most confusing phrase when he compared Meyer's experience to that of Reagan nominee Robert Bork.
It occurs to me this is an inside-out Bork experience.
The inside-out Bork experience, by coincidence, the name of my first high school band. I played cornet. Let's practice a taste of honey again. So the pundits weighed in. How about legislators?
And I knew I wouldn't agree with Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. All right, bit of a slip of the tongue, but there's a lot going on in Washington. I'm sure his mind is on other things.
The CIA leak investigation.
Hey, slut him some cack, okay? These are harmless verbal gaffes. They're in no way Freudian.
I want the president to look across the country and find the best man, woman, or minority that he can find.
Now, you know what, people? No. Give this man credit. I remember a time when a senator from Mississippi wouldn't even put a minority on equal footing with men and women.
Boy, it's raining like crazy. Rained all last week and all day today. It's been raining. We've had so much rain here in New York City. Earlier today on the Today Show, Tom Cruise lectured Matt Lauer about umbrellas. Weird. Folks, you hear this? Iraq officially approved its constitution. Oh. Yep. Okay, so we're out of there.
Yeah.
Their job well done. How about that Harriet Myers mess? How about Harriet Myers? Woo! And the White House now is steadfast. They said absolutely they will not withdraw Harriet Myers' name from nomination. You know what that means, don't you? She'll be out of there in a week. She'll be gone in a week. But apparently Vice President Dick Cheney has been giving pep talks to the White House staff. Because when you think pep, you think Dick Cheney, don't you? And we're having a change at the Federal Reserve. Alan Greenspan standing down, and Ben Bernanke will be taking Alan Greenspan's place. And people say that he is a lot like Alan Greenspan, but less exciting. So, Ben Bernanke. I don't know if you heard about this, but you know Regis Philbin, who has the daily Regis and Kelly Lee show over there at and then Donald Trump, the guy, you know, with the thing. They've gotten together and they've put out a CD of Christmas music. A CD of Christmas music. And I don't know how good it is, but shoplifters are actually returning it. Seriously, it's a great CD. A Pentagon is using it to break detainees at Guantanamo Bay.
Though it pained them to do so, Democrats agreed President Bush's first Supreme Court nominee, John Roberts, set the bar pretty high. Now, though it pains them to do so, conservatives are saying Bush's second nominee, Harriet Myers, sets the bar at children's limbo contest. The president overlooked dozens of more qualified conservatives for someone whose most well-known written opinion is, "You are the best governor ever." The criticism of Myers has been passive, active, and my favorite kind, backhanded. When asked to comment on Myers, the man she replaced as Bush's deputy chief of staff said, quote, "I was racking my brain trying to think of something specific. She is a very good bowler. Got anything specific about her judginess?" To be fair, that quote was given during an interview with Constitutional Bowler. But if the president lowered his standards to choose Myers, he's only following a trend. The FBI is considering relaxing its rules surrounding applicants' past marijuana use, something Ron Reagan Jr. brought up with a former agent.
And would you rather have somebody in the FBI, in whatever capacity, and we're talking, I gather, about accountants and translators in many cases here, who had smoked marijuana, I don't know, 6 months ago and had done it more often in their life than 15 times? Or would you rather have somebody in the FBI who went home every night and got blind drunk?
Those are the two choices? No wonder we can't find Osama. Now, to give you an idea of how by the book the FBI really is, here's how the agent answered Reagan's question.
Well, a blind drunk isn't against the law, Ron.
True, but just about everything you do afterwards is. The Army's also loosening its standards since, for some inexplicable reason, it's having trouble meeting its recruiting goals. It now says it will start accepting more applicants scoring in the bottom third of their aptitude test. And just to give you some perspective, she got in before they lowered the standards. The Army is also relaxing its age requirements, which one retired general wholeheartedly supports.
A 42-year-old lieutenant, to me, that's okay. I mean, I was in better shape at 40 years old than I was at 18 years old.
Now, that's the spirit. It's not a bald spot. It's a solar panel for a killing machine. But one institution is refusing to lower its standards. The Catholic Church. It started investigating some of its seminaries looking for, quote, evidence of homosexuality. I'm sure they'll find it. You can't even spell seminary without semen. And why is it suddenly so important for the sex a priest isn't having to be with a woman?
Does the church believe that homosexuality, in the church is a contributing factor to the sex abuse scandal that we have seen in recent years?
I think that the church is certainly not saying that homosexuality and pedophilia are the same thing.
Of course they're not the same. Homosexuality has no cure. Pedophilia can be fixed with a transfer to another diocese.
This was so unexpected. I never thought I'd get caught. They came around with the demons. She tried to fuck them up.
My guest tonight, the host of the Fox News Channel's O'Reilly Factor, his best-selling book, The O'Reilly Factor for Kids, out in paperback. Please welcome to the program, Bill O'Reilly. Bill! Come on up here.
Nice to see you.
Welcome, sir.
You understand?
Maybe.
Okay.
How you doing?
All right, before we get started, somebody told me, walking in here, you got some French guy on after you, making fun of me. Is that true?
Let me tell you something, my friend. I smell the fear. Don't think I don't smell it. Colbert is on your ass, and he is going to be... You know why?
Colbert. Is he in the country legally?
Now, that hurts. That hurts, my friend.
French guy, right?
He is, in fact, part of the South Carolina aristocracy, my friend.
Is that right?
He came over...
Slave
not
owner?
On the Mayflower. I believe he is.
Yeah. Okay.
I believe he has a team of running a ring. Let me ask you a question. Why so angry? I look at Bill O'Reilly, and I'll tell you this. It looks to me that life is good. You got a book... O'Reilly Factor, even a spinoff for the kids.
For the kids, yeah.
Because you love. You got a hot show. And yet, I still see a certain grumpiness.
There's a lot of wrongs we have to right in this world, you know? We have to take on a lot of bad people. We have to people like...
And when are you going to start doing that?
We're going to do that.
Here's the thing. You seem madder at people that don't have any anything. Do you know what I mean? Like,
picking on a little guy? Is that what you tell me? Picking on a little guy?
Who do you pick on more? Cindy Sheehan or the neocons?
The neocons?
Tell me the truth.
I pick on both of them get it in the no-spin zone.
What?
Nobody escapes. Tell the audience the truth. You don't watch the show. You're watching the French guy.
No.
And I'm watching my show.
It's only been one night with the French guy.
Well, I saw you guys in a bar together. I know you hang.
And I got to tell you this. It is quite good. It's quite funny. French or no French. But because I'm reading an article today, and this is true. In an article today, Newsday, you're actually talking about retirement. You're talking about being tired of doing this.
Well,
that it's wearing you down.
9 years. You know,
that's not right. That's not right.
No, I mean, look, I've been doing it for 9 years.
All right.
And we fight a lot of battles. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know how long I'm going to do it. but I have to basically bring every night to the table a sense of outrage because there's lots of things wrong. You know, we're not playing it for giggles like you. Look at you. Look at you. Now, you ought to know this. The world could blow the hell up. He'd be giggling. Oh, this is right. How many people are dead in Katrina? How can we make fun of it? Let's get Colbert in here. Let's get the other guy, Lewis, in here. We'll make fun of the hurricane.
You know,
that's what you do.
I will say this. We do add insult to injury.
You do. But.
See, but.
He's an honest man.
But.
He's an honest man.
You add injury.
I am.
Here's the thing, and this is, you know, I do like the fact that you don't always, like, go right down the line.
You
with
almost
knee-jerk.
Said, I do like the factor. You almost did it. You almost did it.
I
know?
Almost slipped in, didn't I?
I know. You lose all of California.
No. I do enjoy watching it because you won't go purely knee-jerk, but it does seem like, are you still doing the boycott of France?
Yes, we're boycotting France.
Oh,
that's why
God
we can't
sakes.
Watch Colbert. But oh, stop. What is it? People from Marseille? What?
Ooh, give me more wine. How about
that? I mean, these are our enemies over there. What's
France?
The matter? What is the matter with you?
France?
Every time we turn around.
When was the last time France truly mattered in this? Don't you feel like that's what's wearing you down? Your outrage must be channeled to, I don't know if you know this, but they never found weapons of mass destruction. Why don't you go after those guys? What are you, 7 foot
five?
Of course
I've gone after those guys. What's the matter with you?
No, you're
buying into this left-wing line. Jeez. You pinhead. If you think France... If you think France is our friend, it's ridiculous.
No. I didn't say they
Come
were
on,
our friend.
Then why not be outraged against them? We saved their butt in World War II. Read
we
a
did.
Book.
That is a good point. But let me
Come
say
on.
This. If this were the Peanuts...
And you, I'm coming up there.
If this were the Peanuts series, France is Marcy. Every now and again, she shows up. She's standing next to Peppermint Patty. But nothing's happening with France. You know who's the problem? Lucy. She's the problem. Go after Lucy. Get Lucy. You can do it.
Hey.
Get out there and get her.
The Republican neocons, as you say, fear us more than anybody. They don't come on program.
Who's us?
The factor.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, Bodman, the energy secretary.
Oh, you're throwing me in.
No, they don't fear you.
I know. Okay, so what about this? Do you trust anything that comes out of the administration's mouth anymore?
I don't trust
given
any
their...
politicians, period.
None of them?
None of them.
So you're going on record now saying
you're basically all
they're dead to you.
They're in it for themselves. They're in it for themselves.
So you're on our team?
No.
I'm going to hold the book up because I think that's the right thing
O'Reilly
to do.
O'Reilly Factor for kids.
I'm not even going there. The O'Reilly Factor for kids. The paperback is on the bookshelf. Now it's a bestseller. Bill O'Reilly.
New rule. Let Vikings be Vikings. Yes, there's outrage that some Minnesota Vikings may have gone on a party cruise and then partied. Excuse me, but what's the point of getting your ribs crushed every week if you can't occasionally get blown on a boat? Besides, these are the Minnesota Vikings. They can't always be the ones doing the sucking. New rule. Sylvester Stallone can't make another Rocky movie unless it's called Rocky Dies. Come on, Sly. Even great characters have to be put to rest. It'd be like if Governor Schwarzenegger went around all day quoting the Terminator. Okay, bad example.
You are listening to Bart Cop Radio at BartCop.com. The Hammer of Truth.
Well, there you have it. Show 84 is now in the can. And I don't know that it's the best show I've ever done, but it was the most fun show I've ever done. So I'm going to get to work on show 85 and going to try to make it better than 84. Appreciate all you subscribers. Appreciate those of you who send in the occasional check. And if you can keep a secret, we're going to see you too. I have a report when we get back. So thanks for listening. We'll see you next show. And be sure to tell your friends to read BarkCop.com. And if they got the big bucks like all us Democrats do, tell them to subscribe. I'm out of here.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. You fool me, you can't get fooled again.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Or as his friends call him, George W.
Not for why you can't, punk boy.
A time of prosperity is a test of vision, and our nation today needs vision.
There were more indications today that the faltering U.S. economy shows few signs of regaining its step.
That's a fact.
Consumer confidence fell for the fourth month in a row to its lowest level since November.
That's a fact.
And median household income declined 2.2%.
I come from a different place, and it has made me a different leader. In Midland, Texas, where I grew up, the town motto was the sky's the limit, and we believed it.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
There was a restless energy, a basic conviction that with hard work, anybody can succeed. I made difficult decisions and stood by them under pressure. I've been where the buck stops, in business and in government. I've been a chief executive who sets an agenda, sets big goals, and rallies people to believe and achieve them.
We've lost faith in corporate America. We've lost faith to some extent in government's ability to keep our economy on track. And so it does seem as if things are falling apart.
This is what I mean by compassionate conservatism.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States,
George W.
Fool me, can't get fooled again.
Considerable uncertainty persists about the economy, owing in part to the emergence of heightened geopolitical risks.
The danger to our country is growing. The Iraqi regime possesses biological and chemical weapons. The regime has long-standing and continuing ties to terrorist organizations. The regime is seeking a nuclear bomb, and with fissile material, can build one within a year. The fundamental problem with Iraq remains the nature of the regime itself. Saddam Hussein is a homicidal dictator who is addicted to weapons of mass destruction.
There's no doubt his hatred is mainly directed at us. There's no doubt he can't stand us. After all, this is the guy that tried to kill my dad at one time.
I appreciate the spirit in which members of Congress are considering this vital issue. Congress will have an important debate, a meaningful debate, an historic debate. It will be conducted with all civility. It will be conducted in a manner that will make Americans proud.
For the first time in the history of the Republic, the nation is considering a preemptive strike against a sovereign state. And I will not be silent.
The Senate is more interested in special interests in Washington and not interested in the security of the American people.
I've never seen a president of the United States stoop to such low level.
Spokesman Ari Fleischer insisted the president had been misquoted and misunderstood.
The president never, in that speech, referred to the Democratic-controlled Senate.
That is outrageous. Outrageous. That is wrong. We ought not politicize this war.
You may try to politicize it. I view it as my main obligation. That is to protect the American people. It's the most important job this president will have. And it's the most important job future presidents will have because the nature of war has changed.
We've got to rise to a higher level. Our founding fathers would be embarrassed by what they're seeing going on right now.
My goddamn planet. Understand, monkey boy?
I'm really deeply saddened by the tenor and the tone
of the remarks that my friend, the majority leader, had to say this morning on the administration's conduct in Iraq.
Who is the enemy here? The President of the United States or Saddam Hussein?
We will use these good times for great goals. We will write not footnotes, but chapters in the American story. Damn the consequences. Don't mess with Texas.
It is outrageous. It is insulting. It is wrong. 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 Do what we want. Shame on you. Shame on you. You fool me, you can't get fooled again.
Hmm.